Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
And welcome to our last show of this retreat.
I know. It just doesn't seem possible, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But can I say something before we launch into that? Because I was just looking at this morning. There are three things that I am really excited about in practice. One is the 9 days that are coming up, which is, for me personally, breathtaking. Okay, I am really excited about that. The second is the offerings from Keep It Simple for the holidays, which I'm hearing a lot of noise on the line, Ashwini. I don't know.
It's just me breathing.
Oh, just you. Oh, breathing hard. Okay. Well, this is exciting stuff, so you're probably out of breath. And the third is what the Sangha is doing to support the project in Zambia, to support Cantalomba. And so I'm hoping as we finish this up that nobody falls into a shoot. You know, there's really nothing to be excited about now in practice because there is a lot going on. And personally, I think it's all thrilling.
Yeah, just on that, Sherry, tomorrow at 9 a.m. is the last day to sign up for the 9 days of holiness. We'll be sending out an email about those. I mean, it's breathtaking, as you said, to read the 24 challenges that are out there for sponsorships. If people have not yet gone and looked at it, we'd encourage you to do so and just support all of them. I think that's, someone said on the call yesterday, just $10 for each, you know, because it's just so inspiring. And then, of course, I just saw the proofs of the Keep It Simple books offering, and it is just absolutely astounding. Everyone is going to want a copy of the... Shall I give it away or
delays?
Okay, all right.
No, don't do that.
All right.
We got to keep some holiday excitement.
Excitement,
going.
Yeah. All right. So here's our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance. All right, here's our first call. Here's our first caller, and I'm just going to try to get as many folks as possible on the line, Jerry. Here we go, our first caller. You are now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my. Hi, it's Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
I know we want to get a lot of callers on. I just want to celebrate that. One thing, I had no idea at the beginning of this year-long retreat there's so much about conditioning that I thought was me and thought was thy will, and a lot around, you know, needing to be, you know, watching everything and making sure everyone's okay and taking care of everything and, you know, kind of eyes outward and being the good person, and that's thy will, and, you know, relaxing and being present is my will, and I can't do my will. I have to always be looking out there. And I just didn't realize how layered it was. I just want to say this year, more than anything, is just, like, brought me to my knees of, like, wow, it's like nothing. And
literally,
even still trying, like, I like woke me up this morning and I'm just like, wow, it just doesn't want to stop. And
no, it doesn't.
It's like, it just
can't. And we can't
handle,
take that,
like,
personally, can we?
No. And I just sat up in my bed and looked at the stars and I thought, this is all I need to do, is let's just be present and everything's fine. And I think that's what I'm taking away, is when I'm here, regardless of, you know, there's been some intense content this year, that if I'm here, I'm with my breath, I'm fine. Like, I'm okay.
Yes. And I will say again, I love that little advert at the beginning, don't miss the 9 days. Because
I would not
with what you've said,
days.
Yeah, with what you've said, you're just going to move along through those and go, oh, a whole new level of exactly what you said.
I can't wait. So I'm so grateful. I'll just say it just rocked my world. And I thought, wow, the focus was emptiness this year. Like, wow, like how would we have known what was going to be this year? And I got to see what's here in emptiness. And it's really, it's fine. The ego hates it, but
yeah, it's very
really,
cool.
It's good.
Yeah, it's very full.
So
yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Go happy.
Thanks, Tracy. It's that theme of showing up, Sherry, and realizing that we have to go through all the stages of looking at ego and becoming aware of what it does, and then ultimately we sink into that emptiness, that sense of presence, that really the only job we have, if that can even be defined as work, is being present.
Being present and thank you.
And thank you, yeah.
Right, that's the... I guess that was St. Teresa of Avila, right? And I think Meister Eckhart, they shared that theme, you know, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be here for thank you.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, perfectly. Hello.
It's Alice calling from the UK. It's very nice to catch up with you. I'm very grateful for a number of things that you've said in the last week or two, and they've just been cracking. They've come up just at the moment when I needed them. Something came to my attention when I'm hearing people talk about duality, and in the UK with a funny accent, we pronounce it duality, and it just struck me. We're saying be, let things be present, and that's not doing. And it just made me look at duality in a different way and say, that's it, sort of do stuff, let it go.
Uh-huh.
That's all, make it off.
Yeah. Well, that is so big because, of course, it's the ego that takes up the doing. Right, so it is a duality that we're living in when we're identified with ego. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. And they've got a
rather
huge
than a beality.
Yeah,
beality.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing one other thing, which is sometimes I notice the words I choose. I'll say da di da di da, so da di da di da, and I'm learning. I'm hearing somebody earlier this month said. They're replacing but with and I'm replacing mm-hmm. so with and. It's you can use so. It's just got to be clear that we are implying causality. We have to be clear that it's true and not just a funny way of looking at things. It's just a thought.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it's a brilliant thought, and I'm going to take that up because I just said, Alice, yesterday. Where in the world would I be without the word so? So I'm going to really look at how I'm using that word. That's very helpful. Thank you.
It works. It works sometimes. And other times I just find that I think I'm tripping myself up. I don't know where it's coming from. And I just have to sit there and laugh. And I'm so grateful to you, Sherry and Ashwini. When I'm listening and listening and listening, I develop patience, and I sometimes just sit there rocking with laughter because of the moment when the pearls of wisdom fall straight into my lap within seconds of when I need them. How do you do it?
Well, yes. How does the intelligence animating us do it? And you know, Alice, I think that's what we're all attempting to express in our gratitude for this time that we've had together, is that we're seeing... more clearly all the time, how that's happening all the time, how perfectly life is living us. We can't even say guiding us because that implies that duality, right? Life isn't guiding us, it's living us and beautiful.
I love it. I'm going to finish with, yeah.
Well, when we capitalize the word intelligence, then we get a sense of exactly why it works so perfectly.
I'm going to listen to this again and again. There's one thing I'd like to I love. You said that lovely thing. We give thanks for everything good that happened and thanks for things that didn't happen. The plane was late. It didn't crash. That one insight for the last 7 years keeps just coming back again and again, celebrating what didn't happen. Time for me to sign out now. There's room for other people. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you, Alice. Go happy.
Lots of love. Bye now.
Thanks, Alice. Bye-bye. It's my favorite practice, Sherry, is to look at the off pulse as a way of learning to be with emptiness, right? It's not always, I don't even know how to say it, that there's an absence of, which is as much a presence of.
Yes.
A la the plane didn't crash, or gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it great that the mm-hmm. car started? You know, mm-hmm. the car didn't break down on that trip.
mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's the way of seeing all of the ways in which everything is available and present, and that the conditioning ignores, right? That's really the core of this practice. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And ego is so self-serving.
And so self-serving.
It only picks and chooses the things that reinforce it.
Yeah.
Can't blame it. You know, it's trying to stay alive, and it's imaginary. So, you know, it's got a hard job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Stefania.
Hello, Stefania.
So, yes, I listened yesterday evening, the recording from yesterday morning, when something new that you said all the time, and it was just to do what ego doesn't want you to do, and start recording on, go on the phone, even if you don't know what to talk about. Mm-hmm. And even if it's the last day, I was afraid to be on the show, basically. And so I said, I need to do it. So
there you go.
Exactly. Today is my day off. I was thankful for being here for the last day of this retreat and for the energy that recording yesterday brought to me about listen to life, try to be in the moment. And I just realized even this last few hour that I was out, that is a different experience. Again, you said it over and over many, many times. I realized even after so many years, I'm afraid of going with the flow because there are stuff that needs to be done and something are important to actually analyze. So to keep it short, since you want to, which is good, to have many people to talk, thank you for the energy that those recording brings every day. So I'm really, really grateful for that, because life is fast, but we always find some time during the day, and even if I'm not present in the morning, usually, meaning to the recording or to the show, I can listen to that in the evening and always, always bring some energy back and focus and hope. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, and Stefania, I'm going to do a little commercial for you, okay?
Yeah.
Because you made me think of, so when we finish this year, you know, we put, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise, there's going to be another year,
yes.
Right? And the focus of that year, what we're going to start that year off with is designed just for you.
Ooh.
Now, a lot of us will participate, okay, because we all have the same issues. But you are going to find yourself in that focus because of just what you said. There's so much to do. There's so much going on. But there's always some. We can always find some time for practice. Okay, that you're when we get this new year started, you're going to remember that. That's what she was talking. Oh, that's what we're going to be doing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. The last thing is that what I want to repeat what someone said yesterday, that this practice, and I was reflecting on that yesterday, really, really is a milestone in my life. I really, really am grateful for you guys, everyone.
Yeah. And just take it in, Stefania. We're grateful for you.
Yes. Thank you.
It really does take all of us doing this together. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
So happy, huh?
So happy.
Gotcha. All right.
Thanks, Stefania. And so, Sherry, just to extend the advert, it's January 10th, I believe, is the kickoff with Sangha on a new year of practice.
Yeah, and okay. We're going to lay it all out then.
Mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars. January 10th, not July. No,
July. I'm deluded.
We'll be rolling by then.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Oops. Here we go. Oops. Next caller.
Oh. Hello. There they are.
Hi, this is Greta.
Hey, Greta.
Hi.
How goes it?
Oh, I'm just wanting to get in the queue and say thank you. And in particular, watching the way that I, conditioned mind wanted to figure out what I was going to say instead of listening to what everyone was saying and then dropping that and then getting unmuted. So that's perfect.
Yeah, those are those moments, right? Those are those moments where we get to say, I don't need to figure this out. I really don't. As Tracy started us off, I can just relax into the moment. It's all covered.
Yep. And it's so wonderful when those things happen right in the moment of talking about how we practice. So you can't ignore it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Ego can't pretend that didn't happen. We all saw it. Yeah.
Right. So one quick thing. I heard a thing on the news yesterday that we're going to be entering into a period of increased sunspot activity. And the way they introduced that part of the story was, what if something happened and there was no more sun? So just kind of that way that we can practice with, this is it, and we're well advised to do so.
And Greta, if that were ever going to happen, I would suspect now would be the time.
It sure seems like
if we haven't had enough information that we have no control, that life is exactly as life is, and really all we can do is just be present for it, as present as we can be, and being as grateful for it and enjoying it as much as possible.
Yep, celebrating all that we have. Thank you so
every
much.
Every second.
Yep.
Thank you, Greta.
Thank you. Thank you, Sangha. Gosho.
So happy. Gosho.
Thanks, Greta. It is. Go ahead, Cherry.
Well, I was just, let's hope it doesn't go in that direction. It feels like just for right now, we've got enough to deal with.
Yeah.
But anyway, who knows? Yeah.
Redirect the attention to what is so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Bev.
Hello, Bev.
Well, everything that everyone else says about just being thankful for this opportunity, And I've loved this last month. There's just such an air of celebration every day on the calls.
Mm-hmm.
It's been wonderful.
What a beautiful way to come into this time of year, right? When, we're supposed to be celebrating, right? That's what most of us have encountered every year of our lives, right? This is, we're coming up to the holiday. We got Thanksgiving, then we've got Christmas, then we've got New Year's, we've got Hanukkah, we've got, you know, we got all these things that that are meant to be celebratory, right? And
yes.
And here we are having that experience.
What I see is, like, many times when I talk to people throughout the course of my day, whether it's like the attitude is, well, we're just doing what we can to get through all this. Just such a doom and gloom. And then I come to the Sangha, and it's not that we're not dealing with the same content, but the attitude of we know what to do. You know, we're going to live here, and it's not hard to get through a day when the sun is shining. You know, when I look around and find
yes.
the thing. So.
Yes.
Just that contrast
yes.
is how the Sangha just brings such joy to my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bev, it, you know, the thing that, about that, the people, you know, sophisticated types especially, very intelligent, sophisticated types just roll their eyes. You know, so it's like, yeah, well, you know, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, then sure, you can be happy with anything. That's not what's going on, is it? We're absolutely paying attention to everything that's going on, and it's the, well, what was just being discussed, Ashwini calls it the off pulse, which I've never quite understood. She also talks about negatives a lot, and that's right, which I've also never quite understood, but I get when we say the plane didn't crash, right? And so that, and that's what you're, we're pointing at, right? It's not, we're not head in the sand. We know. I mean, 3,000 people in this country died yesterday of COVID. I mean, that we know that, yes, and would do anything for that not to happen. And I hope are doing our very best not to contribute to that, right? And within that, there is such love and goodness and kindness and so much to be present with and celebrate.
Yes, and I have found, like, for me, several weeks ago, there was a tweet that said, record three things that make you smile. That's so simple, but whenever I stop and do that, I can look around wherever I am and find dozens of things that make me smile. And it's like,
yeah.
for me, it's instant. It brings me back here quicker than anything to look up and find something in the midst of the worst times. I can always find something that makes me smile. So
yeah.
I'm thankful
yeah,
for
in
that.
In fact, Bev, I had this image when you said that of only three?
Yeah.
do I need to quit at three? Oh, come on. We can slide in a few more here.
No. Yeah. No. And
gorgeous.
Just so thankful for all these constant reminders that are sent our way and the people that share. So, and I'm really looking forward to what's next. So
I know. I know,
you.
Me too. It's very exciting. Thank you, Bev.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Bev. Sherry, I'm just going to keep rolling here. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Jill in Philadelphia.
Hey, Jill.
Hey. I'm just... as usual, just smiling and laughing through this call.
I can hear the smile. I hear you smiling. Yeah.
I can hear it now too. And I mean, I, you know, it dropped in during this call, the phrase, take it in. And then the next second somebody said, take it in. Early on in the call, I sort of situated myself in a sunbeam here to just get some extra warmth. And so, yeah, the call just helped me just extra appreciate the sunbeam.
Makes you smile.
It makes me smile. These calls are just so rich. And really, it feels like great, great nutrients. And I have to, I think about this, this month has just been so incredible, and can I just tell you what my my practice was, which was to set an alarm every 2 hours to do what I called the wiggle dance, which means that I get up and I stand on one leg and I wiggle my hips and shoulders and then I switch legs and do it again. And then the trick is to remember to reset my alarm to the next 2 hours. So that's sort of the place where conditioning can come in. But oh my gosh, I feel like that has just become like the biggest spiritual teacher in the world.
Well, chill.
To do this. Oh my gosh.
So you know, often when we used to get together and be on retreat, after we've been sitting there for a long time doing exercises and whatever we were looking at, you know, we would stand up and fluff our aura.
I loved that, yes.
Remember that? Yeah. And,
absolutely.
And so the whole point of it is you cannot take ego seriously. You cannot identify with ego and take it seriously while either fluffing your aura or doing the wiggle dance.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I'm so glad that you. I just went back to those times. And as a, you know, as a East Coast New Englander going to a retreat and having to fluff my aura, I don't know. It was.
And you stuck with it.
And I stuck with it. I know. I'm happy now. I'm happy to fluff anytime with Sangha.
You can fluff with the best of us.
Fluff with the best of you. Yes. Well, so grateful for this whole year. Thank you so much. Really.
Oh, thank you, Jill.
Extraordinary. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Well, I'm going to fluff my aura too, Jill. Thank you. And I think we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. Hi, it's Julian from Portland.
Hello, Julian.
Hello. I didn't even know what to say. I couldn't possibly be the last caller.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, you are.
Well, I'm smiling. I'm definitely,
I can hear it.
Definitely smiling.
Yeah, me too.
Aura
in fact, it's one of those where I think I'm
gratitude
hurt
is
myself
here.
Yeah. Gratitude is here.
Yes.
Yes.
I've just been celebrating the breath several times a day, 5 deep breaths of celebration. And it's hilarious because ego every time will say, what? You can't celebrate the breath. That's ridiculous. And that's what makes it perfect.
It does make it perfect because it's, without the breath is even faster than without the sun. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be actually the most intelligent thing to celebrate. And add a heartbeat, right? Add a heartbeat and the breath and the feet on the ground, and I'm guessing you have all your other senses intact.
Yep. So at then least it, for you, now.
You can add the bev of you know, look around and find at least 3 things that make you smile. And yeah, that's a lot. And how often are you doing that?
At least 3 times a day. But I have an agreement with myself that any time it drops in to do it, I've got to do it. And it often drops in much more than that. And I can always do it because I have to breathe all the time. So it's good.
That you have to. You just have to. And, you know, that I want to underline that one because for all of us, that is absolutely huge. If every time it drops in, whatever it is that we know takes care of us and gets us here, if every time it drops in, we do it, we'll realize it drops in more and more and more and more and more. And pretty soon, we're just living in the experience that we sort of envisioned, idealized out in the beginning of starting the practice.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Conditioning will always say, oh, here's the limit. Here's the edge of where practice is. We couldn't go beyond that. We couldn't celebrate breath, or we don't have time for 5 breaths right now. But that's not true. It's everything.
It's never true.
There's always room. Yeah.
Well, and Julian, you're going to love the focus that we're going to start off with on January 10th as well. So it's
I'm ready.
It's for you too. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini.
Too.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Julian.
Thanks, Julian. Excited.
What a great note to finish on.
Exactly. Excited. Can't wait. All here, mm-hmm. breathing.
Yes.
All right, Sherry. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for staying with us through the year. And go happy.
Go happy. Indeed. See you soon.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.